From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey is under pressure to open its borders to a flood of Syrian migrants. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU Foreign Minister Chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday at a meeting with European foreign ministers and their Turkish counterpart that EU support for Turkey is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that the country can handle the influx of refugees.
It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrian in need for international protection. And on top of that, the support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkey is providing humanitarian aid, but has not opened the crossing despite Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu's comment Saturday that his government has an open-door policy for people escaping military violence and Russian airstrikes. Media reports note that Turkey did let more than a dozen Syrians injured in bombings near Aleppo to cross the border. Syria's foreign minister warned Saturday that Saudi or other foreign troops entering his country would return home in wooden coffins and asserted that recent military advances put his government on track to end the five-year-old civil war. Walid Mo'alem's comments capped a week that saw the collapse of the latest UN-led Syria peace efforts and a Russian-backed Syrian government offensive near Aleppo. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have agreed on a plan to facilitate direct peace talks between the Kabul government and the Afghan Taliban. Senior officials of the four countries who met in Islamabad Saturday issued a joint statement calling on all Taliban factions to join the peace talks expected to begin before the end of the month. Members of the Quadrilateral Coordination Group said their roadmap for peace in Afghanistan has stipulated the stages and steps in the process toward a political settlement and an end to the violence. The Taliban were not at Saturday's meetings, and they have not indicated whether they'll join the full peace talks. Afghan Taliban leaders have listed their own preconditions for bringing hostilities to an end. It includes the release of their prisoners, including those held by the United States, exempting senior Taliban leaders from UN sanctions list, and withdrawing all foreign troops from Afghanistan. A suspected suicide bombing in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta Saturday killed at least 8 people and wounded many more, according to officials. The Balochistan Provincial Home Secretary Akbar Durrani told reporters a man riding a bicycle approached a truck carrying personnel of the paramilitary Frontier Corps while it was parked at a busy part of the city and detonated the bomb. Hospital officials have confirmed receiving at least 20 people who were wounded by the powerful blast. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing, saying it was carried out by a member of its special suicide squad. A powerful earthquake struck southern Taiwan, near the city of Tainan Saturday, collapsing a massive apartment complex and killing at least 11 people, including an infant. Authorities say dozens appeared trapped in the building. Hundreds of people were injured. In Tainan, two buildings that partially collapsed during the quake could be seen tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled below. The most serious damage was the toppling of two 17-story apartment buildings. Live broadcast on Taiwan news station showed rescue workers climbing up the side of the crumpled structure, a tangled mess of concrete, reinforcing bars, and twisted metal window frames. Around 800 soldiers are taking part in the search. More than 220 people have been rescued from the complex. However, a 10-year-old girl and a 40-year-old man were among those killed. And a blast that punched a hole in the fuselage of a plane this week was caused by a bomb meant to kill everyone on board. That, according to Somalia's Minister for Transport and Aviation. One passenger died, two were injured in the explosion on the Airbus A321 operated by a Somalian airplane company. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.